Every time I tell somebody I do poetry for a living, they look at me weird. Like they don't believe that it's possible. I tell them that it is. I tell them I don't make my living off giving people reasons to buy a CD. That's crazy. I make my living off giving people reasons to live outside the box, outside the cell block, outside the cubicle. I tell them that a life lived without boundaries is beautiful. I tell them that the body can do whatever the mind chooses to. And I ain't got no illusions of grandeur. I know where my story ends, but yours begins whenever you get ready to move. Want to be a lawyer? Take your ass back to school. You only got a short time on this earth, so while you here, you better find your niche and work on it like your life depends upon it, because tomorrow isn't promised. Failure's not an option. Want to be a dancer? Get it popping. Work your angles like an architect with all your tears, blood, and sweat, then disregard the people that'll tell you you're crazy because they too scared or lazy and too complacent to make the necessary changes. This life is about risk, jumping in with both feet because the answer could be just beneath the surface, and the timing ain't never going to be perfect, but only 2% of the people on this planet actually do what they want. 60% of the people on this planet work for them. The other 38% are just too far gone, so you better get in where you fit in while you still can. Otherwise, die wondering what could have been. And when you think about it like that, doing poetry for a living makes perfect sense. It puts me in that 2%. I only answer to God. Program managers can't censor my shit. I'm a prophet that prophesies and profits. No gimmicks. I give it to you the same way God gave it to me. The pen is a pistol. The words are a nightstick. I just beat you over the head till you submit. No blue pill, just red. Here's some water. Swallow this. And this ain't about performing. This is two doses of reality. Call me in the morning. This is word is born. This is you better get your piece of the pie before it's gone. This is one part heart, four parts persistence. Cover the pot and let it simmer. Guess who's coming to dinner? Opportunity's knocking. Better pop the lock and let them enter. This is 2005. You can start a business with an internet connection and a laser printer. No excuses. Get on your mission and consider all this the next time you fix your face to ask me what I do for a living.
You heard that poem, and we might have to play it again. That was Lamar Hill, Poetry for a Living. If you listen to it through in its entirety, it was in 2005 he said that there's no excuses that you can't do what you love and want to do for a living. That was 2005. It is now 2017. Fast forward 2017. So some of you were thinking about writing that book. Some of you have all these great ideas about a book in 2005. Some of you still have those same ideas, holding on to those things in 2010. Here it is 2017, and you still have not done it. We are going to play that poem again because I want you to know and understand it is real, it is possible. And tonight we are talking about going deep into the industry, talking about writing, publishing and marketing your book of poetry. We have some guests on the line that I'm so honored to join us tonight. We have Tamika Wright. She is the author of On This Journey, Book of Poetry, and an instructor and a producer of, she is the author of On This Journey. Got a little confused, Tamika. I'm going to bring you on momentarily because my book is Living the Journey, Telling Stories of Love and Life with Poetry by Sweet Fran Shine. And then we have Mr. Joey Pinkney. He's a published author of several books as well as markets books via his exclusive service for authors. So you know we want him to talk to us today. So before I bring the guests on, once again, those who just tuned in, I'm Sweet Fran Shine. You're listening to Master Grid Radio, produced by Jacqueline Taylor Adams. I was asked to talk about, this topic has come up, this is our second opportunity sharing. I was asked to talk about my book and the process, and we need to talk about it because now I'm going into a different genre that will include poetry and fiction. So I wrote Living the Journey because I had a collection like most of you. I have journals, I have scraps of paper, I have stuff in my phone or my computer. I had all these poems that I had gathered throughout the years. And then I was performing, but I didn't have a product. So I realized that people, you know, it took a moment as a poet to realize that people want to hear what you want to say, and then they want to take something home. And I knew I wanted my book to be affordable, So I had to figure out how much it'll cost, you know, so I can keep the book to sell it at retail for about $10 to $12. I had to get it edited because I see the poem so much that I don't catch errors, grammatical errors, misspelling, etc. And then, being an independent artist, I wanted to make sure that I would still have the full ownership of my book. So the process, there's multiple things that you have to deal with, from the organizing your thoughts to convey the message or story or theme that you want to convey, instead of having this random book of just poems all over the place, so that it makes sense and tells the story to the reader. Then there's a process of having the confidence that you have something good and you're capable to do it. Then there's the process of packaging it, from getting your ISBN number to your book covers and the illustrations, if you want that in there, and the pricing and the printing cost, etc. Then once you actually have it, there's the marketing. For me, because I perform so much, I've been able to just sell my book to those who I touch for the most part. I do have it on my own website, and I sell it there. I still don't sell this particular book on Amazon, Kindle, etc., because I'm actually doing a third edition just for those mechanisms, because there's some things that I want to include. And this next book is going to be fiction and poetry. So I want to use my poetry to tell a story with these characters. Basically, Born to Love is called. I will develop these characters even further. So tonight we're going to talk to you. I wanted to give you some background to tell you how this came about. And tonight we're going to talk about all of those things. Once again, we're going to talk about writing. We're going to talk about publishing. We're going to talk about marketing your book. We're going to use some of my experiences and the expertise and the experience of our guests on the line. With that being said, I'm going to ask Jacqueline, our producer, to bring our lovely and talented guest in. Phil Wright and Joe Pinkney, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, I'm here.
Keys, how are you this evening?
Doing good.
Good. Well, I thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedules, I'm sure, to join us tonight. I hope that my intro was enough for you to understand what we want to talk about. We actually are doing this second segment because we've gotten so much interest in it, and we mostly are talking to independent artists. Just so you're aware, we're talking to the independent artist who is performing or those that are getting gigs, but they don't yet have a product, and they're trying to figure out how to publish their books by either getting assistance, through marketing, getting an editor, you know, those things, what kind of team they need to get it done, or should they hand it off to someone and let them do the whole thing. There's also these, we got a couple of questions the last time about using some online services where I feel like they own too much percentage of your books, but some of the on-demand type of opportunities when it comes to publishing and self-publishing. So that's what we want to talk about. And so we want to ask each of you, starting with ladies first, of course, Tamika Wright, we want you to talk about who you are and a little bit about your book, if you don't mind.
Oh, okay. Yes. My name is Dr. Tamika Wright. A little bit about me is I do a multitude of different things. Writing is just one of the aspects of what I do. But in writing this book is a book of poetry, and it's called On This Journey. And it's a book to express my journey through life, you know, that I've had on earth, and then some of people's other experiences that they have went through in their lives. And it's just a mechanism or way to express different things and different obstacles that you can have in life. And then also there are things in there that show you the answers to the obstacles and the struggles that one may have in life.
That sounds that's awesome. You said something that I think is going to be a good point that we might have to touch on a few times about is telling about your journey. And I apologize, I didn't realize you were Dr. Tamika Wright.
Problem.
So thank you so much for letting us know about how to deal with. So therefore, your book is not just a book of poetry. It also acts as a tool for those who need some assistance or need some advice and guidance. So we want to touch back on that a little later. Mr. Joey Pinkney, would you please publish all of our several books? Please tell us about your books and your marketing service a little bit. Tell us about who you are and why you're on the call.
Okay. My name is Joey Pinkney. I originally started off doing, in terms of my immersion into the publishing industry, I initially started off professionally as a book reviewer and an author interviewer. I did that maybe, I probably started like around 2003. I used to work for this black-owned newspaper in Nashville. It's now defunct, but it was called the Urban Journal. I started off writing there in terms of doing things like book reviews and other bits and pieces and articles and lifestyle pieces. From there, moved around a little bit, and I still wanted to do something with books, so I started reaching out to some of the websites that were at the top of the game at the time, and I was doing book reviews for them. Eventually, I started doing book reviews for my own website, joeypinkney.com, and I started getting, like, so many books at one time. I got way more books than I could read and do reviews for, so I figured something that would be beneficial to both the author, me, and potential readers would be to start up an author interview series. So on joeypinkney.com, August 2008, I started the joeypinkney.com 5 minutes, five questions with author interview series. And from that, I had all kinds of great experiences with authors. Some of the interviews were very in-depth. Some of them were kind of light, light dusting of information, but all of them gave the backstory to what these authors put into their books to get them out to market. And just doing that for years on end kind of gave me the bug to start writing, start taking writing a little bit more seriously. And I started off with focusing mainly with short stories for a couple different reasons. One, be honest with you, my attention span in terms of writing an 80,000 word novel, it wasn't quite there yet. And also I wanted to hone some of my writing skills. So with my writing partner, she has a publishing company called Solar Press. And you can find more information about that publishing company at solarpress.com. But through her, I started publishing standalone short stories. In addition to doing that, and also in addition to the author interview series, I also have a book promotion service. It's called joeytweets.com. And with that service, I have a network of over 400,000 Twitter followers over two accounts. And what I do is I promote books, authors, book releases, free days, and things of that nature to that huge digital footprint. In addition to the 400,000 followers I have on Twitter, I also have a huge digital footprint on like Facebook, LinkedIn, Google+, all that. And I use social media to kind of level the playing field for authors who might, for a couple of different reasons, might not have the exposure that they need. You know, some authors, they're not really salespeople. They're not really extroverted when it comes to selling their own things. Sometimes I help authors out with lending my digital footprint and the fact that I do promote on social media. Kind of, take the pressure off of them. Other authors, they don't know where to start. And some authors, they just simply, they're not really like social media savvy. And you don't necessarily need to be, you just need to find the right services. I feel like Joey Tweets is one of those services. So hopefully I wasn't too long-winded, but that's who I am in a nutshell. Also, I like to add that I do love chocolate too. So yes, that's another thing. But yeah, that's it.
Yes. Well, that sounds really great, Joey. This is Jacqueline. I'm the producer, and I'm just going to check on Sean to make sure everything's okay. But definitely, that's a great introduction, and you do have a great service. You know, I'm a marketing and business strategist, and I just noticed your service over time is very targeted, very focused. People, you know, it does get traction, and that's important because there's so many options out here, and people think, oh, I just share it. But if you don't have, like, actually a loyal following and all, it makes a, you know,
yeah,
it makes a difference.
Sometimes it gets lost in the noise. Yeah, it really does.
Yeah. Just because you put it out there, some people say, you know, build it and they will come. That really, you know, isn't the case. So you do need to, all of these people says we can't get your book in front of a whole lot of people. It's not really the number of people. It has to be their targeted audience.
That's right.
If you just put it out there to 400,000 people, but they don't like to read, chances are much people
gets
won't
lost
get
easily.
Feedback.
That's very true.
Go ahead, Joey.
In terms of what I do with JoeyTweet.com, in building that followership of 400,000 followers, most of them, not all of them, but most of them are either readers, writers, publishers, or all three. And having that focus group is it actually gives me an edge in terms of when I do share things, the right people see them, because I'm always promoting to people who are interested in, like, what's new on the market or what are some new books that they might not have looked at on their own, you know, because sometimes when you go on these digital marketplaces like Barnes & Noble and Amazon, you can easily get lost in the number of books and the number of genres and what's available. And since I've been doing this for a number of years, a lot of readers actually do come and look at my profile page and look at some of the tweets that I have going on, because they know that I'm constantly renewing and refreshing the stuff that I'm the books that I'm promoting.
Great. Yeah. So with that being said, Joey, that's a lot. We appreciate, as Jacqueline said, your service. I didn't realize you guys couldn't hear me. I was wondering why Jacqueline jumped in. But at any rate, I'm like, they not hear me? But thank you for sharing that. I got a different phone and didn't realize that. So with that being said, you know, that's good stuff. Obviously you're providing a service that is necessary, but I want you to talk more specifically when we come back. We're going to get Tamika in the conversation, Dr. Tamika Wright in the conversation, because I want her to talk about it from an independent author standpoint. Again, we want to focus on the writing, the publishing, the marketing. And since you primarily, I want you to tell me some of your experiences also, Joey, about how you've helped people where they are in the process as an independent author. Dr. Wright, can we continue on?
Yes,
okay,
I am.
Great. So thank you for your patience. We want to jump in and just make this very conversational. The only thing I suggest you do before you jump in is to allow the person to finish their thought, because there is sometimes a little bit of a delay when we're conversating. And so let me just let everybody know, for those of you just joining us, this is Master Grid Radio Beyond the Word with Sweet Franchine. I'm your host, Sweet Franchine, and our producer, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, is in the background doing what she does and saving me when I have a technical difficulties. Thank you, Jacqueline. It has always been her vision to expand and expose the industry of poetry, which is, you know, how we became friends and how I've come on board. She has always been an advocate for poetry as not only an art form, but as a professional performing arts mechanism. So this is important. Now we've been talking to artists for years about performing, how to get yourself booked, some of the business of poetry. Now we're talking about a specific product, a book of poetry. And Dr. Tamika Wright is the author of On This Journey, which is a book of poetry. We want you, if you don't mind, Tamika, to share with us, you know, share with us your process. Like you shared a little bit earlier, but share with us specifically about the process of writing. Did you do it all in one time? Did you just decide, like I did, to take all these poems and to bring them together collectively? And then talk about the publishing. How did you publish? I went through two editors and two publishers before I was satisfied. And because of editing and errors and pricing, a whole bunch of things and some business things. And then the marketing of your book, what routes you take to market your book. Would you mind touching a little bit on all of those for a few minutes?
Oh, okay, great. So my process in writing, it's specific. I've been writing for a long time. So, you know, back in the day, I used to be a hip-hop artist. So being a hip-hop artist, you know, you write your own lyrics. I also always heard stuff in rhythm, in beat, in melody. That's how things come to me. So after I start writing, you know, my hip-hop rap lyrics, then I just started, I converted to doing poetry. So I just would write poetry. It's a collection of poetry that I've done over a time period. I've had, you know, like yourself, you know, stuff written on napkins and phones, on back of things, and just thought I would just really, you know, get it together and put it into book form. I know a lot of people come to me because I also you know, have a doctorate degree in counseling, so pastoral counseling. So people would come to me, ask for advice, ask for counseling, different things. So I was like, okay, so since I can't, you know, get to people, you know, all the time, let me just put it in book form. Let me put it in writing so people will be able to actually see it and have something for themselves. I also am a humanitarian writer for Sector Magazine, which I'm in charge of writing things, you know, to enlighten people, to encourage people, to inspire people, as well as health and wellness. So all of that really combined together for me and enabled me to write poetry. I'm also a gospel artist, so I write my own, you know, my own gospel lyrics. I'm also I'll produce my own music. So all of that has been years in the making. This is what I do, you know, on a regular basis. So, you know, I just thought the writing process for me would be, okay, go ahead and put everything in a book so people will have book form, so people will have something to take home. People will have something when nobody else around to be able to read, to draw from, to glean from, to learn from. So that's why this book came about for me on this mm-hmm. journey, because it's a journey through people's it could be anybody's life. There's a poem in there for just about any situation you can encounter, from, you know, domestic violence to having diabetes, to losing your mother, to losing your father, you know, the way you were created, the way you were born, to testaments of victory, testaments of, you know, my faith, who God is, who Jesus is. So all of that is wrapped up into this book of poetry, and it really just really tells my story as well as anybody's story that is out there today. So that's how it came about for me as far as my writing process for this particular book.
Tell me about publishing it.
What I did was self-published my book. I looked at, you know, you can look online to see different self-publishings you can do. There's a lot out there. You just have to do your research. You have to do your study to see which one best works for you and best for your, you know, for your budget. I did have an editor as well to edit the book. Then mm-hmm. I got a graphic team to actually do the book cover.
I got to ask that question. Let's go back to that, because I don't want people to lose some of the important points.
Okay.
How important was that editing, getting someone else to edit for you?
Editing it to me was very, very, very important because I've read over these poems at least 100 times a piece. In that you miss a lot, even though you wrote it, even though you know you might be good in English or things because you wrote it, you there's still something about getting a fresh pair of eyes to actually see it because they see it differently than what you see it.
Absolutely, and I want to just say this. I was on my second edition, thought it was perfect, sold out, was about to order more, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading one poem one day, and I found it was a small error. Instead of it saying end, A-N-D, it said A-N. But it was horrific to me that I didn't catch it and that the editor didn't catch it. But and like you said, don't be offended. Hire an editor. That's all I'm going to say. It doesn't – please not your friend or your home. Hire an editor. Go to your local colleges, people who are majoring in literature and things of that nature who want the experience. Go get an editor because, like she said, you'll see it 100 times and you're going to miss something. And you need a fresh set of eyes to look at it. And also, you think your message is being conveyed. You think you have you spell things correctly, proper grammar, and that, is organized. But it's still, when someone else looks at it, especially someone who's not a poet, who doesn't think rhythmically or whatever the case may be, when you have someone else look at it, you'll be surprised at all the red marks you're going to get. And it's for your betterment. It's so that you can put out a quality product. So that's good. Thanks for sharing that. So then you mentioned after that, you said you got a graphic team. Now, those of us who may be on a really tight budget, how important do you think it is about the graphic of your book?
Oh, wow. The graphic is more, I would say it's up there in importance to what's in the book, because if your book cover does not convey for anybody to pick it up, then they're not going to read what's inside. So having a professional graphic team that knows how to create book covers is very important, not a graphic one that does, flyers or whatever else, because they might not have the expertise into actually designing a book cover. It's very important to have a book cover that's appealing to the eye. Things stand out. People can read it easily. Something that would make someone pick up the book. That's how you want to have your book cover.
Right. And also part of that, the book cover at the spine. This is why you need someone, I believe. I believe that part is so important because an editor I found easier to get, a local college or whatever, I found it easier to get an editor. I got, I actually got my old English teacher, my sixth grade English teacher to look at it also, just from a grammatical standpoint. Then I got a professional editor, a literary editor to do it, who happened to be a doctor of... Oh gosh, I don't know, but she has a doctorate that had to do with literature and editing, and she used to be an editor for a major magazine or something like that. Got her to at a small cost, but got her to edit it then. And also part of that cover piece, you have the front cover that's important for the visual because you have to draw attention and it has to be relevant to your content. And then for me, the back cover. I struggled with if I should put my photo on the back cover, for example. And I decided to put my photo on the back cover because most of my audience were people that I was touching anyway for the first time. And I wanted people to recognize not just my name but my face for future reference, for gigging, getting booking other gigs, future gigs, et cetera. And having a quote on the back was important. Someone to review your book, a book review on the back or quote from your book on the back cover is important because when people are making a decision to buy, you got to give them something quick. You got to grab their attention quickly, especially for those of us who participate in book fairs and things of that nature. Someone may come and say, I only have a $50 budget, and you have to make an impression with them, not just on who you are as an artist, but also on your book itself. In that first couple of seconds, you have to be able to make that impression. So, thank you, Doc, again, for sharing that. So the last thing, that's a segue into, tell me about your marketing and what, after you you wrote the book, you got it collected, you know, you got your poems together, that was over time, what inspired you, et cetera, and a theme and the messaging that you were trying to share. Then you, in the publishing process, you got an editor, you got a professional person to do your graphics, design the book covers for you, and then marketing. Then what happened?
As far as my marketing, what I did was I did, you know, a lot of book signings, vendor
mm-hmm.
events. You know, of course you can, you know, put it out on Twitter and all social medias, but, you know, my approach is more face-to-face. I want
mm-hmm.
people to meet me. I want people to talk to me. I want people to ask me about the book, why, you know, what's in the book, why the book and stuff like that, because I feel that face-to-face interaction actually goes a long way into selling your book and getting your book out there to the masses, because I feel that word of mouth can go farther than social media. Now, social media can go far because you have a lot of people, but if the people don't know who you are, then would they buy your book, per se?
Right.
So
I agree with you in that when I'm in front of people, I sell more books.
Right.
I have thousands and thousands of followers, which
mm-hmm.
is fine, and I've had a small percentage of sales from just them knowing me from, you know, having connections with me through social media. But like you
mm-hmm.
said, my primary sales are when I'm in front of people.
Right, right. And that's very important, too, to, you know, to have interaction with people because, you know, people can spend their money on anything. You know what I mean? They might say one thing is valuable than the other. But if you talk to them about your book, about what's in your book, and explain to them that this might help you, I mean, you'll get a better reaction than just sending a blank email to just the masses.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's
absolutely
what, and I
right.
do, you know, church events. I also, you know, when I'm, you know, out singing, you know, I tell people about my book, have my book on hand. So you always have to have your book with you ready to, you know, to sell or for people to purchase. That's very
and
important.
How important
like,
is
I
that
take
to the bottom line? How important is that to the bottom line to you?
It's very important because you have to get in front of people and get books in people's hands.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to do when people don't know who you are. So for me, it is very important because word of mouth spreads, you know, people call it old-fashioned, but that's something that works, that stands the test of times.
Right, and also and important to our listeners, it's important to keep in mind also that people buy into you sometimes before they even buy
mm-hmm.
into the product itself. So
right.
if you are speaking in front of them or you're engaged, and more importantly, choose gigs, speaking engagements, performance engagements, et cetera, they're in alignment with your message in your book and you will sell more. For instance, I'm not a slam poet, so I don't do slam poetry events.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more like the doc. I do more motivational type of poetry and
mm-hmm.
poetry about love and edutainment type of poetry. So therefore, when I speak in groups specifically, because I'm talking about all types of love, self-healing love, divine love, you know, love relationships and healing of, in love relationships, et cetera. So I speak to a lot of women's groups.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
because they are more likely to want my book, and they are more likely to recommend it to other folk. They are more likely, you know, they have a vested interest. That's who is interested in what I have to say. So sometimes I see people always performing and going to book, all kinds of book fairs and all kinds of vending events, and it's not really who's interested in you. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
exactly. And then when you're doing the things, like you said, it has to be relatable.
Mm-hmm.
to the audience. So you have to
right.
have a target market.
Right, absolutely. And you can't please everybody, so don't try. So all of that is very good. And tell us really quickly, Doc, tell us how to find you, how to purchase your book, how to follow you. How can we keep up with all the great things that you do?
Oh, okay, great. My website is www.docwmusic.com. So that's docwmusic.com. Also, my book is entitled On This Journey. It's on Amazon and all the retail other places. You can just type in my name, Dr. Tamika Wright, and all my information will come up. So, yeah, if you go on my website, you'll see all the things I do. I do not only this and the things I've mentioned. I also do, you know, video interviews with different artists in the industry and stuff like that. So, yeah, so I do quite a few things, and you'll see all
awesome.
That on my website.
Tell us one more time the website.
Okay, it's www.docwmusic.com.
Thank you. Perfect.
Thank
I'm sure
you.
Jacqueline's going to also make sure that we have that. It's part of Master Grid Radio online for those you may not have caught it, and we will have her mention it one more again before we leave.
Great, thank you.
Next, thank you. And thank you so much, because all of that's important, and I'm so thankful that you shared that, because, God, I just find it so interesting. And my book is Living the Journey. Like, it's so funny,
wow.
Because that's important.
Yeah.
And, you're right? And our sharing the journey is so important. And
yes.
And giving thanks that we have the opportunity to be able to help and share with people through our work. But the other thing is that, you know, you can do this. It's important.
Exactly.
I know people say, oh, books don't sell CDs. Let me be clear with you. I still like to have a book in my hand. So you're going to have people who are going to want to buy the Kindle version. You're going to have one of the people who still want the physical book in their hand. And
mm-hmm.
books make great, reasonable gifts. They make great gifts. So there is still a market for books. They are not obsolete. Don't believe the hype. In fact,
right.
just like vinyl's coming back, I believe books are coming back as well. They still sell. If they didn't sell, people wouldn't be writing them.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They still sell. They still sell. So thank you so much to Dr. Tamika Wright for that information. As she mentioned, she's the author on this journey. You're listening to Master Grid Radio with Sweet Franchise. This is Beyond the Word. We're talking about the book of poetry tonight, how you write and publish and market your poetry. I was going to take a break, but I think the conversation is so good, and we are already 37 minutes, and we don't have, only have about 23 minutes left. I think I'm going to ask Jacqueline, I'll let her know, to close with the poem again, because I think that's important to that conversation, to play that poem one more time as we close, that we heard earlier by Lamar Hill. But we want to continue the conversation, because the thing is, when it's really good information, we run out of time really quickly. So I want to make sure we hit some major points. Joey, Mr. Pinkney, you shared earlier in the segment about all the things you do, but what I find important, and I think that from our audience specifically that listens to us, that we need to talk about the marketing strategy and how to tap into services such as yours to assist us in making sure we get our book in front of those who will be interested, more likely to be interested in us and to buy. And I want you to also tell us, give us an idea how much these type of services may cost us. Because I know we try not to tell people, but it's very important, because listeners, and though I know it's a lot of artists and authors and want to be, and soon to be, not want to be, but soon to be authors on the line that are listening, we have to have a budget in mind. We cannot, part of this whole process, the writing, the publishing, the marketing, and to getting the end product in a quality format, is knowing how much you may have to spend and being willing and able to invest that into yourself. It's well worth investment. Let me tell you why this is important. For example, my book, when I first did it, it cost me just for printing $6, $6 a book. Just for printing. That don't include the graphics. That didn't include the editing. That didn't even include my time, okay? But once I learned the process, I was able, and I had a finished product, and I re-edited it, and I was able to negotiate and get a cheaper price for my printing and have the same quality. I was able to keep my book at the price that I wanted it to. And the good news about it is that you can print and keep continuing to print. It's the gift that keeps on giving to me. It's already completed. It's already done. All the hard work was done on the front end. And now it's just up to me to keep it in stock. I choose to do it that way. Some of you might choose to do it on demand, where you get paid a smaller percentage of the sale because they're only going to print it and issue it as it's ordered. Some of you, like myself, still sell it. I like to say trunk of my car because it's not an insult to me to have books in my trunk. So keep in mind that publishing a book is important to your overall ability to reach people, but it can always contribute to your bottom line. I'll give you a really quick story before we get Mr. Pinkney to jump back in. I remember a time I had 200 books in my closet, and I was struggling that week. Oh, that month, it was a rough month. I was short on some bills, and I was running around. I was like, oh, wait a minute. I have books in here. I literally went out every day, and I would not come in until I sold at least 10 books, I sold them at a discount of $10. So that means I had to make $100 a day before I came in house. And I'm here to tell you that I did, at the end of the week, I made $700. That's what some people don't even make that in a week working full time. So it's the gift that keeps on giving. So give yourself the gift that you can give to others by getting your book published, okay? So, Mr. Pinkney, we've talked about so much. We talked about creating the book. We talked about writing it. We talked about publishing. We talked about the graphics. We talked about the budget, why you want to invest in yourself and publish your book. We talked about your niche markets and the audiences that want to hear you. You have a vital service about marketing. Tell us a success story. Tell us about what the service actually provides and why it's of value to independent artists. And lastly, before we close out, tell us how we can take advantage of these new type of service for us as independent artists and authors.
Okay. Well, what I do in terms of JoeyTweet.com, I have two specific services with that. One is the pinned tweet service, and the other one is called the Book Blast, which is basically a Twitter campaign. So with the pinned tweet service, I take for an author that wants to go that route, I'll take their book, the book cover, book title, relevant hashtags, and their and the author's name, and I'll create a tweet that I pin to my two Twitter accounts. Those two Twitter accounts get millions of views per month. So that's if my calculations are right, come out to be roughly about like 125,000 impressions a day. And so as the traffic comes through that,
those are big numbers.
It actually kind of balances itself out, but it goes back to what you guys were talking about earlier in terms of being focused. Because one thing that like I was saying earlier, and kind of piggybacking on what you guys were saying in terms of if you're on social media and you're just randomly throwing stuff out there, 9 times out of 10, it's not going to gain any traction. A lot of times you have to be focused. You have to be doing it on a regular basis, if not a daily basis, on a weekly basis. And those are the type of things that I've been doing for like the past 10 years. So the pinned tweet service, it gets a lot of views. And one of my most recent testimonials from that was last person who did that. She did a 3-day pinned tweet package, and she told me that she sold 10 books in that amount of time.
How much would a 3-tweet service cost?
A 3-tweet service?
What you just said she purchased. What did she purchase? Your success story. What did she purchase?
She did a 3-day pinned tweet.
3-day. Okay, service. I'm sorry. So a 3-day service. What does that cost?
Three day pinned tweet is $75. I also do a 7-day pinned tweet for $150. The lowest package for my book blast are $30 for 3 days. So for as little as $30, you can actually get your book put out there. Now, one thing that's key in recognizing is that for independent authors, sometimes the name of the game is gaining exposure. You know, sometimes you put your product out there and you get seen in enough different places. Eventually, you attract attention. Sometimes you get impulse buys, but a lot of times, like you said, people like to buy from people, and they like to buy from things that they're familiar with, and they might not always purchase when they first see an online social media advertisement for your book. But over the course of time, as they get more used to it, as they see it repeatedly, and it, you know, kind of works into their mind share, it increases the likelihood of that book being purchased. In terms of like success stories, I'm extremely transparent in terms of the amount of traffic that I send. You look at the blog, if you look at the blog on JoeyTweez.com, it actually I put graphs and I put hardcore numbers showing how many clicks per day, how many clicks for the total campaign, and from there you get a better idea of how much exposure you get. One thing that a lot of people have to consider is not every single marketing campaign is going to give you a return on your investment right then and there. And I've had a couple of authors that have that I've done promotions for who had a spike in sales later on down the road, and some of the readers were like, "Yeah, I saw you a couple of months ago on Joey Tweet's service." So, you know, that's one thing to keep in mind. But in terms of the service itself, like I said, it gets millions of impressions a month. I do with the tweets, I make sure to use relevant hashtags. That's one thing that...
Do you choose the relevant hashtags, or do you ask for them from the author?
I do them myself.
Okay.
Since I've been doing this for 10 years. I've been doing social media for 10 years, so I'm very familiar with the different genres. I'm very familiar with using different online tools to find those hashtags to actually draw the most attention in terms of already having built-in traffic. And also I'm familiar with not just throwing a bunch of hashtags together for the sake of having a hashtag soup going on in a tweet. I know which ones are actually relevant for that book. I take the time to actually study the book description, author website, some of the author's tweets and stuff like that to get a feel for exactly how to create that Twitter campaign for that book.
If you don't mind. Let me let people know that what you just said, how important that is. So for those of you who think that you may just be purchasing a 3-day tweet campaign where someone is going to tweet some basic information, you're getting the experience. Is it 10 years worth of experience and helping you choose those hashtags that are important to getting people to look at the tweet itself or to retweet it or to like it, et cetera, to get that impression and engagement he's talking about? You're also getting the fact that he has a niche market, people who are very interested, who know I'm following him because I'm interested in writing and books and independent authors. So some of you might say, oh, $75 for only 3 days. But guess what? Most of you don't have enough knowledge to get it to get that much traction. And like you said, then I have it happen all the time. How many times have you given out your business card and a year later someone calls you and says, you know what, I got your business card at this event and I'm finally ready to do business with you, blah, blah, blah. So those are all important facts that he's bringing out. And this is so good because, like he said, some of us who are artists and authors or poets being artists and author, we don't have the time, energy, or knowledge to do what he just said he can do in a nutshell for you for $75 as an example. So, again, put that in part of your budget when you're talking about your graphics, when you're talking about your editor, when you're talking about your printing costs, when you include a service such as Joey's for that. You know, don't forget to include some possible vending costs for where you want to vend, as Doc said earlier, for the type of events you want to vend at. There's all kinds of ways to get your book in front of your target market. And everybody doesn't want to read your book. So think about your content and think about who it will be relevant for, who might be interested in what you have to say. And that's very important. I'm sorry, Joy, we have about 10 more minutes left, so you can go ahead and continue a little bit, but sometimes I'd like to take the moment because you're giving out so much good information. Because you're an expert in social media, some of the things you're saying could go over. I happen to know the people who wrote in and called in the last show, and they are looking forward to listening to this segment, and I just want to pull that information out and make sure that we emphasize that because those were some of the things they were asking about. So I apologize I had to interject, but I also want to give us a time check that we have about 10 minutes left. So if you'll take another couple minutes and finish wrapping up more about your business and services, and then we'll bring Doc on again. So I want everybody to tell us how they can find you one more time before we go, and then I'm going to wrap up the show if you don't mind.
Okay. Two things I was going to say about finding a literary marketer or a book promoter for you. One thing is, like, for Joey Tweets, I make it inexpensive, one, and also I make it so you really don't have to. I do all the heavy lifting for you. A lot of times, the author, they have their book and they have their book description, but they really don't know how to get the most mileage out of that in terms of squeezing everything into 140 characters, what we're talking about with hashtags, using short links, using certain phrases and things of that nature. And it's not rocket science, but if it's not something that you do on a daily basis, sometimes you might not put your best foot forward. And I take the guesswork out of that. Another thing is, I would say to authors is, pick your book promotion services and your literary consultants very carefully. $75 is a drop in the bucket in terms of what most literary – I'm not claiming to be a literary consultant. I do that, but in this capacity I'm not talking about that. But I do know that literary consultants tend to be a little bit pricey, and not all of them are created equal, so you do have to do your research. So make sure you do your proper research. Make sure you do you do have, like you were saying, Sweet, have a budget in mind. Have a general budget in mind. Start filling around. Ask for references. And that's one reason why I was talking about being transparent on the blog. That's one reason why I do that, because whereas you might come across me on Twitter or some other social media website and not really know exactly all the details that you would want to know, if you are math minded in any kind of way, you can look at the blog and kind of gauge in terms of like how many clicks per day, how many clicks over the course of a 3-day or a 7-day or 14-day campaign to kind of gauge. And also, I promote a lot of different kinds of books. So I promote non-poetry, different various genres. And if you want to, you can actually look through the blog and find a book that actually kind of resembles your book in terms of genre, things of that nature, in order to get a better idea of how your book might do. But one thing to consider is you have to, even if you don't get a marketer, you have to constantly, you can't be afraid to speak about yourself and your product. And you definitely don't want to be afraid to speak about yourself, because, like we were saying earlier, people buy from people. So you want to let that potential reader know who you are as a person, in addition to being an author. And also, you want to talk about your poetry, and also like some of the subjects in your poetry, because sometimes those subject matters can tie into news related incidents, social related incidents, or even holidays. And by constantly connecting the dots between you and your reader, you bring your reader that much closer to figuring out who you are as an artist, and also looking at, you know, your different books of poetry. One thing you were talking about in the previous episode that's very critical is, even if you don't have a huge book of poetry, sometimes you can even go as small as that chapbook. Remember you were talking about the chapbook with Beverly Black Johnson? That chapbook, having that in hand when you go to different poetry events, or even having it in your trunk, could be a very inexpensive vehicle to actually get you into your reader's hands. And a lot of times, even if you don't go with a major printer like Lightning Source or CreateSpace or Lulu, you can even find local printers who will, print up chap books with a basic one color cover, maybe even a color cover, but a basic cover, cardstock cover, and regular pages on the inside that can actually begin get you on the road to actually creating product, physical products to actually have to hand out and to sell.
That's
so,
true.
Know,
and
I
started out with the chat book as well. It's almost like think of it, everybody, as an EP versus a
sometimes people get overwhelmed and like, do I have enough poetry to put in a whole book? Yeah, you might not necessarily have to go a whole book. You go with a chapbook or a couple of chapbooks that are that have focused subject matters, and there you have it. So but getting back to what I was saying, make sure that you do a little bit of research, or have some credible testimonials and feedback from clients, or look on their website and actually look at the details of what they're offering, because sometimes you can put your money, you can invest, well, we all know that sometimes you can invest your money in the wrong thing and end up wasting money. And then there's other services that are fairly inexpensive, but they have such a focused tribe, so to speak, that once you get plugged in, that whole world opens up to you. So, definitely do your due diligence in doing the research.
Great. Thank you so much for all that knowledge. Tell us one more time how we can find you. We only have a few minutes left. I want Dr. to come back in, and then we're going to close out with Lamar Hill's poem, Poetry for a Living, okay?
Yes, ma'am. So for all the authors out there, whether you do poetry, nonfiction, or fiction, I have an author interview series for you, I want you to be a part of. It's called joeypinkney.com, 5 minutes, 5 questions with author interview series. Go to joeypinkney, JoeyPink, like the color pink, ney.com. Check out the series. Hit me up on the contact form, and I'll send you the information to make you a part of that series. Totally free. My paid marketing service is called joeytweets.com. That's joeytweets.com. Joeytweets.com. And I also have an author website, Joey's Pen, which is joeyspen.com. And there you can see all the different books that I have published. And you can read the author blog to give you some more insight on, like, some of my writing proclivities and some of the different aspects of the stories that I have put out there so far.
Thank you so much. Thank you again. Doc, thank you so much for hanging with us and sharing your information as well today, and how to find you and your book on Amazon. Tell us one more time, please, Dr. Tamika. Everybody said they're calling you Doc
online. Everybody calls me Doc. So, that whole formal name is a little long. But you can reach me on my website at docwmusic.com. That's docwmusic.com. And there you can read all about me, see what I've done. Also, you can find my book on Amazon or any online retail store. Name of my book is On This Journey. And if you just type in my name, you'll find on Google, you'll find me.
Yes. Thank you so much. Both of you have such a wealth of knowledge and so much information. I'm sure it is highly valuable, and I thank you for joining us today on Master Grid Radio. Everybody, my name is Sweet Franchon, spelled like a hotel suite, because it's the best in the building all the time. SuiteFranchon. Sweet Franchon. You can find me on any social media or join one of our groups, Peace, Love, Poetry, on our Facebook group, or you can go peacelovepoetry.us, but you find me by those two tags, Sweet Franchon, SuiteFranchon, or Peace, Love, and Poetry. peacelovepoetry.us is the website, and YouTube. Make sure you check us out to see find all about Peace, Love, and Poetry Soul Opera, where we tell stories of love and life using poetry and music. You can also check us out on the website if you want a copy of my book, Living the Journey, telling stories of love and life by Sweet Franchon through poetry, or stand by for the EP that's coming out real soon. We only have one more track to do called, what is this, what do we call it? Lover's Conversation. Lover's Conversation. There's already a track that you can download on CD Baby as well, or just let me know if you want a preview. And then what else do I have to mention? I said the EP, I said this, said the book, I said How to Find Me. Oh, and we're looking forward to dropping Born to Love by the end of the year. It's also going to be a story of love using fiction, short stories, fictional short stories and poetry to tell a story from each character. So we look forward to sharing more and more with you. We encourage you to get your product done. As you heard today, you go ahead, you probably have, if you don't think you have enough poems, do a chat book. There's a gentleman by, look up Chris C.K. Brown, if you need some help with that. If you're interested in getting your book published, I would also check out our guests on Twitter. Make sure you follow them. I've been checking out their Twitter accounts throughout this conversation, and when I tell you it's a wealth of knowledge, and you guys are just doing amazing work, and I just thank you for that. And last, but certainly not least, no, not last, we want to give thanks and honor to the Divine for bringing us together today. We appreciate the opportunity to share and share our gifts with the world. And we'd like to say thank you to our executive producer, Jacqueline Taylor Adams, who you heard a little earlier, who has just been a gem. She's a beacon of light for us in this poetry industry, and we thank her for her diligence, her consistency, and her persistence in making sure that we go beyond the word here at Master Grid Radio. I'm Sweet Franchon, and thank you for joining us. And you can find us next month, or feel free to listen to any of our episodes and segments online, Talk Radio, Master Grid Radio. Thank you again, and have a peace and blissful night. We wish you all the peace, love, and poetry that you can stand. Good night.
Every time I tell somebody I do poetry for a living, they look at me weird. Like they don't believe that it's possible. I tell them that it is. I tell them I don't make my living off giving people reasons to buy a CD. That's crazy. I make my living off giving people reasons to live outside the box, outside the cell block, outside the cubicle. I tell them that a life lived without boundaries is beautiful. I tell them that the body can do whatever the mind chooses to. And I ain't got no illusions of grandeur. I know where my story ends, but yours begins whenever you get ready to move. Want to be a lawyer? Take your ass back to school. You only got a short time on this earth, so while you here, you better find your niche and work on it like your life depends upon it, because tomorrow isn't promised. Failure's not an option. Want to be a dancer? Get it popping. Work your angles like an architect with all your tears, blood, and sweat. Then disregard the people that'll tell you you're crazy because they too scared or lazy and too complacent to make the necessary changes. This life is about risk. Jumping in with both feet because the answer could be just beneath the surface, and the timing ain't never going to be perfect. But only 2% of the people on this planet actually do what they want. 60% of the people on this planet work for them. The other 38% are just too far gone. So you better get in where you fit in while you still can. Otherwise, die wondering what could have been. And when you think about it like that, doing poetry for a living makes perfect sense. It puts me in that 2%. I only answer to God. Program managers can't censor my shit. I'm a prophet that prophesies and profits. No gimmicks. I give it to you the same way God gave it to me. The pen is a pistol. The words are a nightstick. I just beat you over the head till you submit. No blue pill, just red. Here's some water. Swallow this. And this ain't about performing. This is two doses of reality. Call me in the morning. This is word is born. This is you better get your piece of the pie before it's gone. This is one part heart, four parts persistence. Cover the pot and let it simmer. Guess who's coming to dinner? Opportunity's knocking. Better pop the lock and let them enter. This is 2005. You can start a business with an internet connection and a laser printer. No excuses. Get on your mission and consider all this the next time you fix your face to ask me what I do for a living.